Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't know, however long this decides to last, 3 months, 6 months, a year, whatever. It's about sort of how you feel, confidence, safety. Are you enjoying being down there despite all of these different sort of, protocols?
First and foremost, I always enjoy money, So, yeah, it's pretty comfortable, though. They make it pretty comfortable. They got yellow stickers on the ground to, around the dice table. They got yellow stickers on the ground telling people to stay 6 feet apart from each other. Stuff like that. It's pretty comfortable. I haven't eaten any food at the casinos yet, which I usually do. I plan on it, but
you gonna do the buffet too?
No, the buffet ain't open.
Okay, what food? The dining.
They got another restaurant. They got two restaurants up there.
Buffets may be done forever.
I would. Have you seen those?
Yeah, buffets.
Some of those studies.
But so you can see yourself. I mean, you're gonna. It's gonna be like business as usual for
you. Sounds like a man who's cool, calm, and collected.
Business as usual. I'm waiting on the Titans-Raiders game again because that was easy money last season, John.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was. It definitely was. Why are you bringing up old stuff, man? We're in the middle of a pandemic.
You'll be all right.
We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Anderson, will you be comfortable then going to – you're very comfortable now. Will you be comfortable going to a football game this fall should fans be allowed and you can get tickets?
Me, myself, personally, absolutely not because I can't see the live spreads. If I'm at the game, I need to be at the casino. So, no, I won't be there, but other people will be fine.
But you're not going because you're worried about safety. You just want to bet on the game. And what are you talking about? You don't have, like, a guy you can bet with? I mean, I can get you hooked up with somebody, man, if that's what it's about.
Listen here, I don't want to get hooked up with your underbelly, with your underworld, John. I'm just going to take my – I'm trying to be
smart.
A good citizen.
Smart.
I already did my life a crime.
Smart,
let me go
man.
Place my bets correctly.
Okay.
Nothing to do with John.
Hey,
your Italian bookies. I ain't trying to get cut off at the knees. Or nothing
okay,
like
but look, man. First of all, that only happens
They're
if
Serbian.
You don't if you don't if you don't make good. And secondly, I thought Tennessee was legalizing sports betting.
I bet daily. I bet thousands, probably hundreds of thousands. But
live on top of the casino? And this is just.
What you bet? 100,000 Hong Kong dollars.
I've walked out the casino one night with 20,000 just on baseball alone.
Bro, don't tell all your business on here, Anderson. Somebody might be listening here.
I lost that 20, Jason. It's cool.
Okay.
That's the life of a sports gambler, man.
Wow.
Man.
But look, I thought you could bet in Tennessee, though.
There are websites you can bet online, but as far as in Tennessee, let's say you want to bet on something on FanDuel. It won't let you if you are located in the state of Tennessee and Mississippi. Not as of right now. It was supposed to be changing, but with this pandemic, I don't know. It's supposed to be actually this July.
Okay. All right. But you can play fantasy, but you can't bet on actual events is what you're saying on FanDuel.
No. Only in Mississippi.
Oh, wow. How about that? That's,
didn't know.
That's
because
they passed legislation, but I guess they haven't. They just haven't made the, you know, the proper changes. I don't know.
Yeah, well, if that was the case, there would be sports books in Tennessee.
Right, exactly. I was waiting on. I mean, and you got to think, like, with all this, you know, all these budget shortfalls, you know, because of the pandemic, that's going to be a way for all these states to make that revenue up, you know, start taxing sports betting.
Yeah, for you sure. Know, missing a lot of money.
I mean, you got walking out with $20,000 Hong Kong dollars. You know, that's big time. Yeah.
So is it cut in half in terms of what number of people there? I imagine there was a line and spaced out to get in this morning. Is it back full
line.
Again? Like does it feel like regular? Like how close is it to normal in terms of the number of people there? Is it cut in half? Is it 25%? Like what do you got down there around you?
Well, they didn't specifically say a limit, and when I got there, I thought I was getting there early. I got there about 7:30. Man, the line was so far back, I couldn't believe it. And not all the casinos are open also. Only
right.
a few. I don't think Gold Strike opens the Monday. First Jackpot is about to open at 12.
You know them all. Sam's Town opened at 11. Yeah, you probably Fitz opened at 8:01.
I think Gold Strike is the only one holding out.
Wait
That's
until
where I'm
Monday.
To go also.
Okay.
Interesting. Well, Anderson, man, we appreciate the
this.
Live report, man. Good stuff.
And I'm
All
sure
right,
many of our listeners
up,
do.
Done.
All right, man. That's enough. Thank you. Have a great day. All right. He is Anderson Myers.
Tighten up. He got you.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
We got the scene. Got some information.
Well, I'm glad people are going out. I'm glad people are. You know, people want to live their lives.
Folks
again.
Got the plexiglass up for down there.
Little disorienting
for the blackjack table.
Yeah, I think it's a little disorienting.
Then don't hit that. Hit that call.
I
tap on this glass to you.
When I got it, I am your producer, so please don't tap the glass.
You're not my producer.
Yes, I am.
No.
I'm your producer.
Oh no.
Andre Harrell, RIP.
You know, just like some beat writers, again, not to get tall, but you'd say my photographer. You know, no. It says papers photographer. You know what I'm saying? That'd make the photographer super mad.
Right.
I would never say my producer.
I'm the station.
That would make
producer.
The producer super mad.
You're right.
You work for Intercom, bro.
I'm the Intercom producer.
And thankfully, you're able to produce this show as well as host it.
Yeah, I'm.
Anyway, back.
I'm back here on the control board.
Y'all got the scene. Anderson feels like he's safe, and it's not just masks and gloves for dealers. It's plexiglass in some spots on blackjack tables. So that's good to know. I'm sure for some folks that are wondering whether or not they should go down. Sounds like some had already made that. Plenty had already made that decision.
Well,
sounds like from the lines down there.
Look, people want to. You cannot.
You saw Southland the other day.
Yeah.
Folks been waiting
people
for this to
win
come.
Their money, bro.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's good though. I'm glad. I'm glad that people are back out, and I mean, it gives me hope that you know we can come out of this thing. You know, people want to spend their money. That's great.
Would you do Korean baseball right now in a sports book?
I bet on things that I know about.
It's gonna have to. So it's gonna be.
I would bet on UFC. I would feel very comfortable.
You've gone. You on down the road now.
I still have a Super Bowl ticket. I got to cash in. I got to drive down there and cash in it. I hit on the. On the spread, I hit on Kansas City, I had a chance to go down there.
You got tickets? You hadn't even
because the pandemic hit, and I'm sure I'm assuming they're going to honor those, you know, because they closed the casinos. So, but it's a great sum of money. It's $20,000, like Anderson said.
Let's stop.
He said he did he not say he bet hundreds of thousands?
I thought
of dollars
I heard him say hundreds of thousands. That's
I think he meant hundreds and thousands. I can believe that, not hundreds of thousands. But anyway,
appreciate
good stuff.
Anderson. Yeah,
good stuff from Anderson. All right. When we come back, interesting story in Atlanta about a family that found $1 million in the middle of the road. They found it in trash bags. They found $1 million in trash bags, and you won't believe what they did with it. I'll tell you about it when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321 3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with their Memorial Day sale happening May 22nd through the 25th. All Nike golf shoes are 25% off. Score an epic deal on Callaway's Epic Flash Driver, now only $349. Save big with the G400 Driver, now only $249. Remember, the more you buy, the more you save, and receive up to 25% off all apparel. Edwin Watts Golf Shops Memorial Day sale happening May 22nd to May 25th. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers since 1968.
Hello, heavy lifters, deal seekers, business owners, and one-man crews. Welcome to your local Cat dealer, Thompson Machinery. Your home for Cat compact equipment and offers like 0% for 60 months and no payments for 90 days. Whether you're buying, renting, or looking for preventative maintenance, at Thompson Machinery, it all starts with hello. Visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. And be sure to ask about 0% for 60 months plus 90 days, no payments, and no interest. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Club Car Personal Transportation Vehicles offer quality dynamic power options with a completely customizable design engineered to fit your every adventure. Now's the time to take advantage of special financing and cash discounts with $500 to $1,500 off select in-stock models through May 31st. Contact Lads and find the club car that's right for you.
Lads. Up your life with Lads. Lads. Up your life.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing by. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. Ooh.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
Jason, could it be the return of the Mac? Mac McClung, we told you about this yesterday. So once again, if you just listen to the show, you know everything that's about to happen with Memphis basketball. But Mac McClung, Georgetown transfer, averaged 15 points a game. Memphis is going after these 15-point-a-game-ass scoring transfers, man. All these dudes score 15 points a game.
Yeah, that's good in college basketball.
It's pretty good. 15 points a game is pretty good. Mac McClung also, unbelievable athlete. You'd look at him and you would say deceptively athletic, and that would mean because he's white is the deceptive part. But, dude, that dude is jumping out the gym. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. A Grayson Allen in terms of athleticism.
Right. And he had a top seven that he put out yesterday. Did Mac McClung. And we told you that Memphis was going to be on that thing, and there they were. Mac McClung has a top seven, and Memphis is on it. Auburn is on it. Wake Forest is on it, which is interesting because, if you remember, we had Steve Forbes on this show once upon a time, and he gave us a great quote. Saying that he wants to recruit Burger King boys to whip McDonald's asses. And in the announcement of the top seven, I believe the caption from Mac McClung was Burger King boy. So I don't know if that one has anything to do with the other, but it's probably just a coincidence, honestly. But the schools are Texas Tech, Memphis, USC, BYU, Arkansas, Wake Forest, and Auburn. I think Memphis has a shot. You know, we were talking about it yesterday. You know, Memphis is starting five, like their top five, top six. Really good. But you start getting past that six, and there are big question marks about the reserves, right?
Yeah, especially losing Tyler Harris.
I mean, that's the key, is that you, mm-hmm. you know.
Bench scoring.
Now, again, if Landers Nolly is eligible, all bets are off. But Landers Nolly is almost certainly not going to. I don't think either of us sees that
Landers
path.
Is apparently recruiting Mac McClung to Memphis. You know, going to be here in June 1, I guess, but we all think it's unlikely he'll get the waiver, and but he tweeted, or at least retweeted, Mac McClung in terms of his interest level in Memphis. And, yeah, man, does McClung get a waiver? You know, can he get a waiver?
Yes.
Is this a deal where McClung, who said he didn't see eye to eye with Patrick Ewing anymore, can he get – people have talked about it. There's a possibility he could get an immediate waiver. Okay, but if you're Penny Hardaway, you love the 15 points per game, love what he brings to the table.
Yep.
Love the idea of having him next year if he can get it. But can you have another guy that's sitting out? That's the question about it. Be great for, as John said, you can see your first 5-6 from an offensive standpoint, be great for depth next year. Yes, he'd be great for 2 years down the line. Now, he may be different, John. I mean, he hasn't sat out like DeAndre Williams has, hasn't sat out, like Landers Nolley has. So might be willing to sit, may understand he might have to. Again, with this one-time transfer rule not going into effect either for this year. So he may be more willing to sit. That said, you'd sure like to have him for next season.
Oh,
there's been some
sure.
thought that maybe he could be.
I mean, listen.
How does he get a waiver, though? Please tell me. Can I get a case on that one?
I don't know.
We've
man.
Been through Landers and we've been through.
It sounds like
DeAndre's.
Kind of the same thing. It sounds like kind of the same thing with
how does
DeAndre
get
that
it?
There was some behind the scenes stuff.
But you didn't lose a coach in this case.
Correct. Yeah, I agreed.
DeAndre had three coaches.
And again,
he can point to that. And
when you're averaging 15 a game at you're gonna have to provide like some real receipts, and proof as to why it was bad. I agree. I mean. You know, DeAndre's
looks
got
like
that.
A sit-out candidate. I mean, I would say he's closer to Landers, it feels like to me, than he is to DeAndre. Just, again, going
I would
from
agree
sitting
on
right
the
here
surface,
on this side of the glass.
But there are people who believe that
I've seen it.
That for whatever reason, Mac McClung is going to get the waiver. So, who
and
knows?
And he's been smarter in terms of the way he's gone about this.
I do think a big part of it is how you frame it.
Well, eye-to-eye with a coach? Everybody could say that.
Well, Landers Nolley said, I want to play the three. You know, or the two or whatever.
Right.
I don't want to play the four.
Usually that isn't enough to work, right? That's what I'm saying in this case is that's not usually
just
enough.
The way that they
so
the way
saying,
they framed it, I thought, was a little, you know.
Him saying, I don't see eye-to-eye. There has to be him saying, I don't see eye-to-eye with Big Pat, with Patrick Ewing. That one doesn't feel like it gets it to me, like it's enough. But, again, there must be more to it in terms of that getting that immediate waiver if there's hope that he will. I just don't. This one feels like a guy that's, again, unless there's something else, going to have to sit out.
Yeah, maybe so. Anyway, yesterday Memphis did make the top seven for Mac McClung, and at this point it would be one hell.
Arkansas in there again? They're in everything with you. It feels like these days.
Auburn is the one.
Auburn's in there with you on everybody.
Auburn is.
They're all in every guy you're on. Auburn's on.
Yeah, and you're playing them next year too, so it'd be fun. That's gonna be a fun matchup.
Next story.
You see the story about NFL player that's filed a sexual harassment. Says he was sexually harassed and assaulted during United Airlines flight.
Yeah.
A woman.
Yeah.
We rarely get these.
Yep.
It's the other way around, and I'll just break it down for you. So we don't know the NFL player. He's been unnamed. He's suing United Airlines, alleging that he was sexually harassed, assaulted, and violated by a female passenger on a February flight, was going from Los Angeles to Newark, and basically his claim is that she was drunk. And she continued, even with him waving down the stewardess, all that, look, she's bothering me and all that. She continued to do it, got drunker. By the end of it, John, she's groping him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I guess most, this one's straight, because I guess in most situations, usually you're not seeing this. There's not a woman that's drunk and coming on to a man. You can
that's
see it
right.
the other way around. And in the other cases, I guess these don't get reported because the man's, I don't know, does he typically report it? Well, in this case, he's going after the airline because he said they didn't do enough to stop it. That they, he wanted names. They wouldn't give him names of anyone. And so he's saying that his rights were violated. And I'll tell you what, I bring this up to ask you, does he not have a case? Because if it was the other way around, right, that's the way you look at this, and I'm sure it's why he's going about it. If it had been a woman saying that the airline hadn't done enough to make her feel safe, you know that she would have a case. And so in this, would he not? Does he not? Seems to me like he's got, even though the shoe's on the other foot here, he's got a good one.
It's such a weird, because we don't know who it is. Like, you're right. Like, we're so used to covering this kind of story from the other way,
According to the lawsuit, the men first alerted flight attendants that the woman was disruptive and belligerent and appeared to be intoxicated. They notified the flight attendants again when the woman made sexual advances toward the NFL player, massaging his knees and thighs.
Yep.
More than an hour into the flight, the woman's advances intensified. the men allege. And she allegedly grabbed and groped the player. Flight attendants again were notified. She continued her advances, the lawsuit says, pulling off the protective face mask the player was wearing and rubbing his genitals.
Wow. This is, yeah.
At this point, the player jumped up from his seat, complained in front of the entire plane that the woman was touching him. The player went to the rear of the plane again, notified the flight attendant. That's when the woman was removed from the road. That's apparently all they did for him. Wouldn't give him the name, though. He wanted flight attendants' names. They didn't do all that, so he's suing.
Yeah.
And I think he's got a case.
Usually when I fly, I just
Have you ever been sexually assaulted by a woman?
No, on a flight or just generally or no.
Anywhere, John.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I can't really relate to this, but
I don't think many of us can.
Usually my flights are uneventful. You know, I remember flying back from Mexico. That was pretty damn brutal because I had a 103 degree fever. I later found out, but no sexual assault. On that one.
The lawsuit alleges that United's failure to have or enforce adequate policies and procedures for the prevention of and response to in-flight sexual assaults is a breach of its duty to protect and care for its passengers. Again, I imagine if the shoe's on the other foot, absolutely it is that person. So I can't see how this is any different,
what's
even
interesting,
as different as it is just reading it.
Well, sure. But what I find interesting is that this guy was worried about the coronavirus on February 10th. Did you notice that? Like, this was a February 10th flight.
Yeah, and he's riding with his mask on.
And he's wearing PPE on a February. I mean, it wasn't even a consideration. So what did this man know that we didn't back then?
Well, right with that date, February. When was Gobert? The 11th of March?
Yeah, a whole month later. I mean,
This dude knew about the virus long before everybody else.
I would like to sue him. For not letting us know what was coming.
On February 10th, he was, again, yes, back to the details, pulling off the protective face mask the player was wearing.
A whole
what
month.
What did he know before?
You know? I don't know.
Again,
that's weird.
That's a little weird.
I mean, he was
super ahead of his time.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't
in terms
even
of when
in
the
America
rest of us.
Yet. It wasn't even here at that time that we know of. Maybe it was. Maybe it could have possibly.
Oh, it could definitely possibly,
but
yes.
The outbreak didn't start until
we didn't think about wearing masks till long after Gobert.
We didn't start thinking about wearing masks until 2 weeks ago because we were initially told that masks
No, we've been
even,
thinking about masks longer
well,
than
we,
that.
Well, I'm saying
in
we were told
of,
that – initially we were told that masks do not help. And that was a
– Yeah, but pretty early we were told they help it from going out. In
right.
terms of protecting others from you.
Dude, yeah. I wear a mask. You
February
wear a mask.
February 10th seems early to note to have the mask on
I
to your point.
I want to know what this player knows.
So you want to know the player's name, which is what he wanted to know about the – you want to know it's unnamed player.
Well, I know, but I
you
think –
you think this player will remain unnamed? Or
probably.
Do you think this will get out?
Well, I mean, if
– NFL,
if it,
big place.
If it goes to court, you know, it will. I mean, if they don't settle, then it'll get – his name will certainly
– I imagine United's going to settle here.
But it could be a freaking, backup linebacker for, you know, it could be somebody you don't even know right now, you know, who knows? It's a big league. It's a lots of players.
Some scrub Raider.
Could be. It could be, man. All right. When we come back, speaking of scrub Raiders, Bill Barnwell is going to join us, from ESPN. We're going to talk to him, about the NFL, that obviously is plowing ahead. We'll get into, he got a column about, the rankings, power rankings, things like that. We'll get into all that with Bill Barnwell when we come back. Jason and John, 97.5 FM, ESPN.
ECS, Trezvant, Whitehaven, Harding, Arlington, SBA. It's the 92.9 FM ESPN Senior Athlete Salute. For senior athletes whose season was cut short, give us your senior athlete, your son or your daughter, or if you're a senior who had your season cut short, give us your info, and we want to salute you at 929ESPN.com.
It's the 92.9 FM ESPN Mid-South Senior Athlete Salute from 92.9 FM ESPN, helping the Mid-South stay connected.
When you're injured, the insurance company often tries to pay you less than you deserve. They call it business. We call it bullying. I'm Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Every day, we get our clients more than what the insurance companies initially offered and more than they were hoping to pay. Sometimes even 100 times more. How do we do it? It's simple. It starts with believing and it ends with betting. Believing in you and betting on ourselves. We use our size, our financial resources, and our reputation to take on the biggest bullies and get you the biggest results. We have recovered billions of dollars for our clients. You know what the insurance companies are hoping for? That you hire the wrong law firm that won't make those bets. That's why when you need a lawyer, the choice you make makes all the difference. Results matter. Reputation matters. Choices matter. So after an injury, who will you choose? There's only one, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Now pound law on yourself. Pound law, that's all.
Free background information available upon request.
Stay home. Stay calm. Stay connected. Stay active. Take deep breaths. Call your friends. Dance to a jam. We're all keeping our distance, but we are in this together. For more information on how to take care of yourself and others, go to imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
You can tell when something just sounds wrong. Like when you go to the mechanic and hear this.
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
Or when you get a TV installed and hear this.
I don't think I'm going to be able to do this without a 40-ton wrecking ball.
Yeah, that sounds all kinds of wrong. And you know what else sounds really wrong? That the interest you're earning on savings with the largest banks isn't earning you much. At all. Especially when you consider that with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, your money could be earning much more interest. Which sounds like this. But hey, if somehow that doesn't sound right to you, well, at the very least, I have a mechanic I can recommend. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020 and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
It's time to get to the yard. It's time to get outside and make it amazing. To get to the grass in the sunny afternoons. It's the season to get your backyard ready for action. To get the lawn lush and green and get rid of those pesky patches. It's easy to make your lawn better than ever with Scotts. Because even though this year may feel different, the best things never change. So let's get to it. This is your season. Time to enjoy it. Scotts, get to the yard.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
From nurses to truck drivers, doctors to grocery clerks, the front lines in today's crisis are filled with brave actions every day. And you can do your part by completing the 2020 census. This simple effort online, by phone, or by mail will help impact the next 10 years of healthcare, schools, and roads. All of our first responders need your response. So go to 2020census.gov today. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey,
back. Jason and John at 89 FM ESPN. And as promised, he is Bill Bourne, where he covers the NFL for ESPN, and he joins us now. Hey, Bill, how are you? And appreciate the time.
Yeah, of course, guys. Hope you're staying safe, doing well.
Yeah, yes, everything everything is good here in Memphis. So, gonna ask for your raw reaction. Not sure if you've even seen this yet because it just came across. But NFL teams got some updated playing rules change proposals just a few minutes ago, and one of these proposals is an alternative to the onside kick that would allow a team a chance to maintain possession by going forward on 4th and 15 from their 25. And it sounds like the idea. The support for the idea is growing. What do you make of that? Do you like it as an alternative?
Love it. I love it. You know, you want to have options at the end of the game, right? Like, last couple of years, the onside kick has not been a viable option. That's no fun. You know, at the end of the day, I understand why the NFL wants to get rid of the onside kick, wants to, you know, keep players safe. And that's reasonable. I'm all for that. I think in the AAF, it was 4th and 12, if I'm not mistaken, so similar to that proposal. But, you know, 4th and 12, 4th and 15, either way, doesn't matter. I love the idea. Absolutely hope it gets passed. I think it adds more complexity and more strategy to the game. That's always a good thing.
I would imagine that the percentages would – I mean, I guess what would the threshold be, right? Because you want it to – I mean, 4th and 15 is going to be incredibly difficult to convert. So would the percentages, if you broke them out, like – how similar do you think they would be, a conversion rate of 4th and 15 versus, you know, recovering an onside kick?
I mean, it's not high. You know, you're looking at probably about a 5 to 10% chance, which is about right. You know, right? Like, you don't want to have it be too easy. You want to have, you know, have it to be difficult. You want it to happen once in a while, like an onside kick. But I think it's right around that range. Obviously, we'll see teams maybe get a little better at it because you'll practice for it. Maybe you'll have a 4th and 15 play as opposed to, you know, kind of just running whatever play you have on the playbook. But I do think we're going to see probably, if it gets played out, probably something around 10% or so, which I think is right about what you want. You want it to be exciting, but not have too frequently that you think it's too easy.
I'm just curious, Bill, where you are today on May 21st in terms of what it's going to look like, right? What the NFL will look like this season. Do you think there'll be fans there? Will it be 15,000 like the Dolphins put out in the proposed plan? No fans at all? Sort of how have you envisioned it? A full season, shorter? What are you sort of thinking today in terms of the way it will look?
Yeah, I mean, anything I'm going to say is a guess, guys.
Sure.
I have to admit, we just don't know at this point. But to me, I think the most logical thing is no fans. I mean, you know, we're seeing soccer leagues in Europe right now start up again with no fans. So the Bundesliga in Germany pop up with no fans. You know, is there really a benefit to having 5,000 fans as opposed to having no fans? I can't say. You know, I think we're going to have to see what the options are. And I think there's going to be that unfairness thing, right, where you're going to have states who say, okay, we can't have any gatherings like that. You know, some states say, okay, we can have gatherings of 5,000 people in a, you know, a 60,000 stadium. Is that an unfair advantage for those teams? You know, I think the most even, fairest, you know, playing ground is going to be no fans. And, you know, unfortunately, that sinks. I want to have fans in the stadium. I think it's a much better product. It's tough, much tougher to watch without it. But I do think that's going to be, unfortunately, if I had to guess now, the likely scenario for what happens in 2020.
That's where I'm at with you today as well. All right, can the Titans, with the offseason they've had, can they do it again with Tannehill? Now, I'm not sure if he can be as productive, but can they have just as good a season as they did last year in terms of what they've done this offseason in your eyes?
I think so. You know, I think it's definitely within the range of possibilities for sure. My biggest concern with Tannehill is health. I really think that's the one thing we're not talking about as much as we should be with Ryan Tannehill, a guy who before last year, and again, he didn't play a full season last year. Before last year, had not played a full season, I believe, since the 2015 campaign. We're talking about two torn ACLs and a nerve issue that cost him several weeks. And I think that's my only concern. I think Tannehill, when he plays, is an above-average quarterback, and I think he is a perfect, perfect fit for what they want to do on offense, as we saw last year, your play-action game, getting Tannehill to get the ball out downfield. I think he is excellent at that, good arm, still a pretty good athlete, maybe not the runner he might have been in years past, but still a mobile guy who can kind of get out on the edge if he needs to. But that's an offense where I think he has to be healthy for them to be effective because there's so little behind him. And I think that's the biggest concern is that, you know, if you have – we've seen it in years past, right, with Marcus Mariota, where when he got hurt, it was Blaine Gabbert coming in to play that crucial Week 17 game.
Yep.
You know, you don't want to be in that situation. So I think with Tennessee, I mean, that's my biggest concern. It's not just – not how Tannehill plays, not his level of play, but just his availability for a full 16-game season.
If you look at that division, Bill, who do you have the most confidence in? Is it still – is it still Houston, even without DeAndre Hopkins? Lord knows we've torn up Bill O'Brien this offseason. Mm-hmm. Is it Tennessee, or do you like the Colts with Phillip Rivers, or maybe it's Jackson? Who do you have the most confidence in is the way I'd ask that question.
I have the most confidence in Jacksonville tanking for Trevor Lawrence. That's my most confident thing, yeah. If I had to say. I mean, between those three teams, honestly, it depends on the day, realistically.
I hear you.
You know, I think Tennessee, you know, they have maybe the most depth of any team in the league, and I think that is – or any team in the division, I think that's, you know, the plus for them, is that they are a deeper team. They've been a team that has drafted and developed well, which I think is such a valuable thing. So you kind of have a little more faith in their draft picks coming through. With Houston, obviously, you know, you can question Bill O'Brien, and everyone has. And yeah. At the end of the day, we're going to have to see. But a team that didn't have a first-round pick this year, you know, is missing draft picks from the past couple of years. You know, again, I'm not the best quarterback in the division, I think it's fair to say, in Deshaun Watson. So that can be enough most weeks. And then with the Colts, we don't know what we have with Phillip Rivers. Exactly. I'm optimistic about Phillip Rivers' chances. I think he is someone who was kind of compromised by a bad line and, you know, being in desperate situations, having to make some desperate throws in the second half last season, which caused him to throw a lot of interceptions. But he could just be toast. That's not out of the question either. Yep. So, I think it's so up in the air relative to these three teams.
We are, of course, talking to Bill Barnwell, covers the NFL for ESPN. Up at ESPN.com right now on the front page, Bill has ranked the NFL off seasons. And for whatever reason, Tampa Bay is number one. Not sure what happened down there. But it's interesting in terms of, you know, what it takes them to, the acquisition of Tom Brady. I was, you know, when it happened, I was pretty confident that this took them from, you know, a mediocre team to a real contender, not just in their division, but for, you know, for a Super Bowl. Are you there? I mean, do you think they are a Super Bowl contender overnight with the acquisition of Tom Brady?
I do. I do think they are, and I'll tell you why. Because it's not only about Tom Brady and what he can do on offense, but how he can help the defense as well. So that defense last year at Tampa Bay, they ranked, I think, 30th in points allowed per game. We know that's bad. Here is the thing, though. They faced the most drives in all of football. They faced the worst average starting field position in all of football. And they were held responsible for 7 pick sixes that Jameis Winston threw when they were standing on the sidelines drinking Gatorade, which isn't fair to me. Look at the advanced metrics. Football Outsiders data, for example, the Football Outsiders website looks at, you know, kind of accounts for all that stuff. They were the 5th best defense in football by advanced metrics. So go from being 3rd worst to 5th best when you look at it from a play-by-play basis. But Tom Brady... Now, you know, Tom Brady might not be the guy of old. I think that's fair to say. What I do know, Tom Brady is very good at protecting the football, not making mistakes, not turning the ball over. That defense is going to have such an easier time this year. They're going to face way fewer drives. Patriots last year had the league's best average starting field possession on defense. Offenses had to go longer for touchdowns against the Patriots than anybody else. I think that's what Tom Brady's going to do, is just take this pressure off the defense. You know, they're going to be better on a play-by-play basis. And then I think you're going to have the offense where, you know, they're not going to be as explosive, but they're going to be more consistent, control the clock, make smart throws, move the ball down the field. I think it's going to be a balance that really works for them. So, yeah, I think absolutely. To me, they're a 10-11 win football team.
Mm. So an organization that did just about everything wrong last year, and going 6-10 was the Cleveland Browns. You had them having the second best offseason. It does. It feels like they've struck all the right notes. Will it come together, and how high can they jump in the AFC North, Bill?
I mean, you know, famous last words when you say it's really nice about the Browns, right? Never, no one's ever gone wrong complimenting the Browns. I will say last year, sitting here at the same time, I sat there and said, you know, this offensive line is a mess. Maybe it'll work out, but I'm just skeptical this offensive line is all that good. And they were worse than I expected, to be honest with you. So you know what? But if you're Baker Mayfield, you got everything you asked for this offseason. You wanted a tight end, you got Austin Hooper. Good tight end, maybe not a great tight end, but a guy who they paid, you know, the highest contract in NFL history for a tight end. You go out and you get Jack Conklin and Jedrick Wills. You get the best right tackle on the market in free agency, and you get a first-round pick at left tackle. Maybe those guys won't work out. Conklin's had injury issues, as you guys know. Wills is a rookie. Rookies aren't always great, but at least on paper, they're better than what they had. Then they get Bill Callahan, who's one of the best offensive line coaches in all of football. So Baker Mayfield, you know what I mean, obviously took a major, major step backwards last year. Didn't handle it the way you would have hoped for. This might be his last chance. This is a make-or-break season to me for Baker Mayfield. So might not work out, but I at least on paper can appreciate the moves they made make sense to me for attacking what was their biggest weakness in 2019.
While we're on the subject of miserable franchises, obviously I think everybody agrees that Joe Burrow is potentially a generational talent. Do you have any concerns, though, that this could be, and you seem high on his receiving core with A.J. Green, who of course was hurt all of last year. Maybe he could have come back. Who knows? But they added T. Higgins as well. The offensive line concerns me. Like, I'm a little worried this could be a David Carr situation where he's thrust in there and he gets beat up. Like, do you have any concerns about that for Joe?
Definitely do, unfortunately. You know, and I do think that you're getting Jonah Williams back, you know, with a first-round pick at left tackle, missed all of his rookie season. That's a major upgrade. And I think Jonah Williams can be a very good left tackle. But the rest of that line has question marks. You know, I do think Bobby Hart is a pretty bad right tackle at the NFL level. On the interior of that line, they've gone relatively cheap. I recommended in my column they go out and sign Larry Warford. I think it would make total sense. Because I do think, you know, you can fix an entire line. It really is tough. The Bills did it last year, but that's pretty rare. I think you want to add pieces when you can, and I think that you have to do everything you can to avoid a situation, like you mentioned, with David Carr, where you get shell-shocked, you start looking for the rush. We saw it with Baker Mayfield last year, where he was bailing out at the first hint of pressure, not even actual pressure, just the first moment his brain said, I'm in trouble. He was bailing out of the pocket, and everybody knew it. Teams were staggering their rushers to know where Baker Mayfield, not where he was in the pocket, but where he was going to go when he felt pressure. So I think with Joe Burrow, I think you have to do everything you can to avoid that. So I'd sign Larry Warford. I would go out and, you know, be in the trade market when offensive linemen pop up. I think you have to improve that line because right now, at least on paper, outside of left tackle, I'm optimistic about left tackle, but everything else, I think there's major question marks about their ability to protect Joe Burrow.
Bill, what's the best option left for Cam Newton? You know, at one point I'm thinking San Diego, okay, maybe he can go out there and be a starter. Those reports are no, clearly. What's left for him? Can he be a starter? Is it a backup situation for Cam? What are the best options for Cam at this point?
Yeah, I think he can be a starter, but I don't think there's a starting job available. You know, the Patriots are maybe the only one. They're not interested. So I think he's in trouble if he wants to be a starter. I mean, the CFL and the XFL aren't running either. Those aren't even options at this point, unfortunately, for Cam. Of the options available as a backup, two spots come to mind for me, and Tennessee is one of them. And I know that I mentioned Ryan Tannehill, you know, his ability to stay healthy is a big concern. Not much behind him. I think Cam Newton is a guy who has been very effective in play action when healthy. 2017, 2018, he was one of the best quarterbacks in football over the first half of 2018 and all of 2017 before that shoulder, you know, caused him injuries. Very good in play action there. A power runner, a guy who can take some of the load off of Derrick Henry, work some stuff with Derrick Henry, maybe some option stuff. I think you can get creative with Cam, and for Cam's perspective, I mean, a guy who, you know, saw what Ryan Tannehill did, rebuilding his career with the Titans last year. Maybe he could do the same thing in a few starts. Other spot that came to mind was Pittsburgh, where they, you know, had one of the best defenses in football, and their offense was a disaster. It collapsed without Ben Roethlisberger. They were averaging 1 point per possession over the second half of 2019. They could have been a playoff team with even mediocre quarterback play. So with Cam, you know, Ben Roethlisberger is getting older. He has a free agent coming up in a couple of years, could retire after the season. Maybe he's their quarterback in the future if he goes there and wins a couple games behind Ben Roethlisberger and, you know, is positioned to be that guy for the next 5 years in Pittsburgh. I don't think that's out of the question. So not a ton of spots available, but I do think if I was Cam Newton and I was hoping to kind of land in one of those places, I think it'd be one of those two spots.
Bill, got a couple of true or false quarterback questions I want to throw at you. True or false, Marcus Mariota is the starting quarterback in Las Vegas by the end of the 2020 NFL season.
Ooh. Oh, so are you asking whether he is the permanent?
No. Just that he's won the job by the end of the season.
Okay, that he's won the job. Okay, that's right. I'm asking, you know, whether did he win the job or is he just starting because Derek Carr got hurt. I think the money they gave him makes me think they are intrigued enough to have him win the job. So I would say yes. I think the tough part for me is that you have Derek Carr and you have Marcus Mariota, both of them are pretty conservative quarterbacks. You have a receiving core with Henry Ruggs, Tyrell Williams. You have guys who want to get downfield. That offense, that doesn't really add up to me. I don't think either of those guys are particularly inclined to go deep, hold onto the ball for 4 or 5 seconds. They want to protect the football, not make mistakes. So I could see Derek Carr struggling. I could see Marcus Mariota taking over as a starter by the end of the season.
Oh, that's gross. And then true or false, Jameis Winston is the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints in 2021.
That one I'll say no. I think it will be someone else. Will it be a draft pick? Will it be Taysom Hill? I don't know. I mean, Taysom Hill, the money Taysom Hill got makes me think the Saints are planning on him being their starting quarterback week one of 2021. That plan can change. I have to admit I don't see it myself, but you know what?
Right.
John Payton gets paid a lot of money, and he's a lot smarter than I am when it comes to football. So, you know, will the Saints offense be different with Taysom Hill at quarterback? Probably, yeah. But I think he has a better chance than Jameis Winston, who, you know, a one-year deal for pretty small money makes you think that he's just kind of there as the, you know, the plan C if Hill and Breeze are injured or don't work out.
What do you think about this? Does Foles still have enough in the tank that he can pull a Tannehill? I figure if it's open, like they say it is, that it's not a Tannehill in the sense that maybe he even wins the starting job to start the year. But can he be as successful there as Tannehill was there in his first with Tennessee in his first year, to where the Bears are back in the playoffs with a pretty solid defense?
Yeah, for sure. Not out of the question. I mean, last year was a mess for the Bears, and they still went 8-8, right?
Yes.
You know, I mean, like, that was with Mitch Trubisky and Chase Daniel and everyone, you know, kind of saying, oh, what a disaster. So they still won 8 games. They're still pretty good. So I could absolutely see it with Nick Foles. It's the same question as Ryan Tannehill for me. Can you stay healthy? This is a guy who over and over again, I don't think he's played more than 10 games in a row without getting hurt at the NFL level. He's a tough guy. And I don't want to criticize him for not being tough. He just takes some hits. And at the end of the day, you know, it's just the NFL is a tough place to play. So with Nick Foles, I mean, to me, it would not shock me if he won the job in week one. It would shock me if he stayed healthy all 16 games. I think we'll see both those guys in 2020. But I think if we get the Nick Foles, who, you know, I don't think we're expecting the Super Bowl Nick Foles where he was, you know, playing out of his mind. But if we can get, you know, the Nick Foles who was pretty effective here and there for the Eagles, maybe the Nick Foles from 2018 with the Eagles. Yeah, I think that team could be a playoff team.
You know, reading you, though, I wonder if the Bears wouldn't have been smarter just to wait and to get an Andy Dalton. Like, I feel like you paid too much with what was out there.
Yeah, I think it's tough. You know, at the end of the day, if you want a quarterback, you're probably just going to pay what you want and say, okay, we'll do this later. But the Bears are, you know, a team that's drafted really well in the middle rounds. Maybe you lose an Eddie Jackson because you traded the fourth-round pick to the Jags for Nick Foles.
Yep.
And you don't see that because you never see the team make that pick, but it really does hurt. Yep. So, you know, I understand why they did it, but I do think that I would have rather had Andy Dalton for 1 year at $6 million than Nick Foles and $24 million and a fourth-round pick in the process.
That makes a lot of sense.
Bill, this was great
Thank
stuff,
you for
man.
This.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy it, man, and appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Yep.
It's a pleasure.
He is Bill Barnwell, covers the NFL for ESPN. Marcus Mariota winning the job by the end of the season.
You knew with the way they paid him.
Me.
That's
really
what
does.
They want him to do.
You know, because we'll be, you know, but we'll be getting out of the pandemic by this time, only for me to enter into another version of my own personal hell, which would be Marcus Mariota as the starting quarterback of the Vegas Raiders.
Should have asked him, does Andy Dalton start a game for the Cowboys this year?
I mean,
surely not, right?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Like, you cannot sign up Zeke like you did.
Right.
And let this thing just fall apart with Dak, who's just been, let's say, Mr. Cowboy.
Right.
Right, and handling himself the right way. And, no, he hasn't won at the high, but he's been good enough to justify paying. I can't believe it's gotten this far, but maybe they're handling it the right way.
What I cannot believe is that Cam Newton does not have a place to play.
No, well, if it can't be San Diego with Tyrod Taylor and what's
he'd
out there.
He come paying. To Vegas.
Excuse me, L.A. I keep wanting to call them the San Diego Chargers. That's long gone, the L.A. Chargers. I thought that was the spot, but no, apparently not. They're happy out there with Tyrod and what they got?
I suppose so, man. I suppose so. He's cheap, I guess. You know, he's probably not very expensive.
I think it just says a lot about what people think about Cam's health right now.
Yeah.
If he can't move around and do his thing,
he didn't throw a touchdown last year.
Bro.
He didn't throw a touchdown.
He's a different guy when he's got to stand in that pocket, just get rid of it so he's not getting hit.
Exactly.
It's not attractive.
Yeah, he's not as dynamic.
You know? So backup may be the best thing he can do right now and then hoping to win a job somewhere. It's probably what's going to have to be.
All right, Jason, well, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about what you would do if you found $1 million on the side of the road. All that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Jeff Conkins Show, weekdays 9 till 11 a.m.
So your radio show has good pull in that after that radio show went on, HBO's Real Sports called me and said, we heard you on the Jeff Conkins Show and want to talk to you about this sports stuff.
92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected. Memphis's quarantine station with news, sports, information, and entertainment. This is 92.9 with the Jeff Conkins Show. Weekdays 9 till 11 a.m.
Are you a man who needs to restock your closet, update your wardrobe, dress properly and impressively for that new job interview? If so, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that We have one of the best clothing stores in America right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center. It's where I shop. It's where you should be shopping as well. James Davis was closed down for 5 weeks because of the COVID-19 pandemic, but it has now reopened, and the semi-annual sale is starting early. So James Davis has an incredible selection of suits, sport coats, shorts, knit shirts, casual pants, and soft-touch denim. The entire spring selection is now 20 to 30% off, and the Stant custom shirts that I've been telling you about for a while, the ones I wear when I have to get dressed up for TV, they're 20% off the month of May. Paul Bettinelli suits are still two for $7.95. And if you need a face mask, James Davis has designer masks from some of the finest fabrics. They look super sharp. And check this out. For every mask sold in the month of May, James Davis will donate 10 meals to the Mid-South Food Bank. It's never been more important to shop local than it is right now. So shop local. Shop at James Davis on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Whether it's joining friends for a virtual happy hour, FaceTime calls with your parents, or drive-by birthday parties, we're all finding ways to stay connected. And radio.com helps you stay connected to the news you need and the entertainment you love. Go to radio.com and the radio.com app for the latest local and national news, podcasts to keep you inspired and the family entertained, or discover your work from home soundtrack with hundreds of music and sports stations. We'll be with you whenever you need us. Go to radio.com and the radio.com app to stay connected.
From nurses to truck drivers, doctors to grocery clerks, the front lines in today's crisis are filled with brave actions every day. And you can do your part by completing the 2020 census. This simple effort online, by phone, or by mail will help impact the next 10 years of healthcare, schools, and roads. All of our first responders need your response. So go to 2020census.gov today. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
It's time to get to the yard. It's time to get outside and make it amazing. To get to the grass and the sunny afternoons. It's the season to get your backyard ready for action. To get the lawn lush and green and get rid of those pesky patches. It's easy to make your lawn better than ever with Scotts. Because even though this year may feel different, the best things never change. So let's get to it. This is your season. Time to enjoy it. Scotts, get to the yard.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Small businesses are grappling with the impact of these uncertain times and looking for resources. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create the first ever virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here, from keeping you connected while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams to providing relevant content for businesses. Search Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on radio.com, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Howie, what have you been doing at Robert Irwin Jewelers the last few months?
Well, we know that anniversaries, birthdays, and special occasions never stop, so we've been doing our curbside service and selling a lot of jewelry on our website. Now we're open, and we're here for you because we know love never stops.
And if you're still not comfortable with getting out, I see that you've got Create the Ring of Your Dreams at rijewelers.com.
You can go to rijewelers.com/dreamring and start creating the ring of your dreams today.
Wow, that's rijewelers.com and all five locations now open.
Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And Jason, I'm going to run this story by you, man. I saw it, and it is utterly fascinating to me. And I have so many different questions. What's that show, man?
The Masked Singer.
No, not that one. The
Candy one,
one,
did you see?
Lester Quinones' his uncle.
What?
What's his name, man?
I'm sorry?
John Quinones. I can't remember what the show
is. What are you talking about?
What would you do? You know that show? What would you do? It's not actually Lester's uncle, but they do have the same last name.
Yeah, so you're confusing, old man.
Okay,
so what about, the show?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Yeah.
You're fascinated by it, and that's one of these questions that you're about to ask?
The show itself, I'm not fascinated by it. I think the show stays.
John Quinones, you're right. Using hidden cameras. I've never watched it.
Anyway, so there's a story that I saw in the AJC, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It's not in Atlanta. It's actually in Virginia, but somebody from Atlanta wrote about it anyway. And it is, I mean, I don't know what this family has stumbled upon or into, but I'm worried for their safety, honestly. I really am. So how about this? So imagine you and Faith are in the Mazda, and you are just going for a joyride. You know,
she doesn't ride in the Mazda much. We ride in the nice car.
Do you have a sunroof in the Mazda?
Yeah, still
you
do.
You do? Okay, so you let the sunroof down, and you know, you got your, you know, Faith's putting her arms through the sunroof, and you're driving down Austin Peay.
It's a beautiful scene,
man.
That's an old scene, driving down Austin Peay, but go right ahead.
Okay, you're driving down Germantown Parkway. You just left Jerry Lawler's, which you can get on GetMyPerks.com. You've just skirt out of Jerry Lawler's
plate. Yep.
And
okay,
so you
now
guys
we're
are
getting somewhere.
You guys are taking Faith. I mean, you guys are taking dinner home for CJ.
Okay.
And it's going to be an amazing night.
Sounds great.
But
so far.
On the way home, you run over two bags of trash in the middle of the road. They're just in the middle of the road, and you run over these bags of trash.
Okay.
Now, if you're like this family, you pulled over. Okay.
Yeah, Mazda's not stopping. That's the
right.
First thing.
One, as Rod Hampton told us, one monkey don't stop no show.
Not two bags of trash don't stop no show for the Mazda.
We got a sausage plate from Jerry Lawler's, baby.
Barely even look at the rear view. I'm so excited to get to that sausage plate.
So we'll just go ahead and take you and Faith out of the equation because I think this family did something that you and Faith would not have done.
But you go right ahead. What'd they do?
They stopped after they ran over these bags of trash in the middle of the road, and they put them in their truck, okay? They thought they were just two bags of trash and put them in their truck, yeah. I guess, to dispose of.
Could not have been on a road like Germantown Parkway, but go ahead.
Well, first of all.
Yeah, this got to be not a very often traveled road, right?
Who the hell does that? Who the hell?
Not an off-traveled road if you're going to stop, go back, and get the bag.
I am not picking up no damn trash bag that I ran over in the middle of the road. I'm moving on. I mean, maybe that makes
Maybe they were worried about what they'd hid in the bags if there was little pets in there or something.
Anyway, so they picked it up. They picked up that bag with the second bag nearby, and they tossed them in the back of the truck. They kept on going. When they got home, for whatever reason, they decided to investigate these bags.
Again, like I said, you see a thing where terrible human beings will throw pets in these bags and just discard them like that, so you hit them like trash.
But why do
That's
I need?
What
to, why do I need to open the bag
to see if there's
to see if I ran over a dog, a dead dog?
I mean, yeah. If they need help, if they're still alive, I don't know. But I'm just saying that.
I have
that possibility
questions.
Exists.
They're very
bad people. Do that, man.
They're very this family is very investigative. Okay, I would not have investigated the trash bag.
No, I don't think
closely.
Most of us would so far. So these are good points, though, to see this is what's going to keep us from the money.
And so. As they are investigating these bags, inside of the trash bags are plastic baggies. And inside the plastic baggies were dollar bills. And inside both bags was a total of $1 million.
In ones?
I don't know if they weren't ones. But
yes,
when
you said dollar bills.
Well, not
$1
bills,
time, yes.
but bills.
Bills, big
dollars,
bills.
Big bills.
So I'm saying, that's different than just seeing a bunch of ones.
$1 million in plastic bags. And were addressed with something that said cash vault, okay? And instead of keeping this money, right, they turned the money in to the sheriff's office of that county. And they came and they counted the money, and they ended up, obviously, the sheriff, Major Scott Moser, said, authorities determined the rightful owner. And I'd like to know how you did that. How did you determine the rightful owner? Anybody lost $1 million?
Well, it's who comes to I mean, I suppose nobody's missing any money, so nobody's coming forward. Somebody's missing that much money, they're going to report it to the police.
But they said that they determined the rifle owner and where the money was headed, and he says he hopes that the family, which was named, by the way, they named themselves, and he hopes that they receive a reward for turning in the money. Now,
wait a minute. How do you lose that sort of amount of money unless you're traveling with a much larger sum and some just falls off? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you've got that amount of money.
Who's transporting $1 million cash in a trash bag? Who's doing that? I mean, it's not a Brinks truck, not a trash bag. It's falling out of the back.
That's what I'm saying. How is that much falling out?
Yeah.
Because, again, you're going to be so protective of it if you're just some regular civilian. It's not going to drop out of anything. And then if it's a Brinks truck, nothing's falling out.
Right. So, so a lot of people were just arguing about this on Twitter. Like, I can't believe this family did this. I can't believe this family turned in $1 million as opposed to keeping it. Because in Ozark, they say if you find the money, you don't buy any big purchase. You don't go buy, like, a $1 million house or whatever. But you got gas, food, and groceries for life if you're smart with it. But the argument is that if you take that money and you keep it for yourself, you will be found and you will be dealt with accordingly.
The question is, are you stealing?
Well, I mean, I don't think you're stealing.
Is it mine because I found it and I ran over it and now it's mine?
I don't think you're stealing. No, I don't think that's happening.
And if you keep the money, you start spending, then what's the crime?
It's a victimless crime.
How is it a crime if you're not stealing? It's not even a crime. It's because you're saying it's not a crime. Well, you found it.
Yeah, you found it. I mean, it was in the middle of the road. I mean, I don't know. But people said that, like, odds are pretty good that people theorized this was obviously a drug situation.
I'm assuming so. It's in trash bags.
And they would have been. I mean, would you?
So because it's a drug situation, you keep the money.
Would
is
you
what
have
saying.
Kept the money? What would you have done? Would you if you drive over a bag of trash? And you take it home to Cordova, and you pull that thing out, and it's $1 million. Now, you make $1 million a year here, but let's just say in a different
world. You can tell by looking at my car until that ain't true.
Let's just say in a different world that you didn't make that much money here.
Happy to be here, though.
What would you do? Would you look at Faith and, Faith, ooh, I can already see it.
Faith would tell me don't return it.
You would say, Faith, we have to take this back, and Faith would say, the hell we do. That's how it would go. Then what happens? That's what I want to know. This is interesting. This
you have to remember, I'm the man that returned the athletics money.
You are.
You know.
They came, but they found you.
Right. But again, I had this, do I give it, but do I let them know? And we did.
Yep, you
so
did.
So I'm that dude. Now, this is different. This is out on a road. And we're not talking about Germantown Parkway. It's a much more secluded road where no one saw me.
Right.
Faith seen the money, too? Like,
oh,
it's not a
car.
Deal where I drive home and she,
no,
right, you
car.
Got her in the car, so yeah. She's seen it too, as we both investigated.
You're not
together.
Gonna be able to
I'm
keep
gonna
it
have
from
a
your
hard
wife,
time
man.
Convincing her, right, that yes. We shouldn't keep this.
Right.
She's gonna be on the oh honey, we keeping it.
Yes.
We're gonna put it in a mattress.
Yes.
Now I'm gonna be worried about what drug dealer is watching us right now, right? Is this a
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.